Well, thank you, and welcome to the March 6th Mesa City Council meeting. We're going to begin the meeting with an invocation. Do we have the gentleman from the Christian Science Faith present this afternoon? Sir, thank you. Welcome. We'd welcome forward practitioner William Hewitt from Christian Science, who will offer the invocation, following which we've asked one of our great Mesa Police Explorers, Samantha Schneider, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand and join us in the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we are gathered here this evening in your name to do your will for all of the necessary works that need to be accomplished for the residents of this community and as it may affect others also. We ask for your wisdom, your understanding, and your enlightenment to be unfolded to our consciousness, that each issue is concluded with your love. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you, William and Samantha, for helping us get our meeting off to a great start. The first item on our agenda is awards and recognitions. And the first item in that on that item agenda is the recognition of Mesa Police Explorers Post 2055 for their numerous contributions to our community throughout 2016. So thank you, Samantha, for leading us in the pledge. Mr. Thompson, please tell us more about these great scouts.
Absolutely. So the Explorer Post 2055 has almost 1,500 hours of volunteer hours, mostly with Boys and Girls Club, their college and career fair, the Mesa PD District Halloween event, the Mesa Police Department DUI Task Force, the Shop with a Cop, as well as some of the Oakland A events. The Explorers assisted with the Oakland A's with painting the nearby railroad tracks adjacent to the Oakland A's training facility at Hohokam Park. And they also work on the Veterans Day and Martin Luther King Day parades. They also have over 3,300 training hours, including the Mesa Police SWAT team, the bicycle training, CPR training, and other training related to police functions such as traffic control and criminal investigations. And finally, I'd be remiss if I did not mention that in the 19th annual Chandler PD Explorer Tactical Competition, where there were 58 agencies, the Explorers took first place in the five-man TK4 pool. So congratulations.
Thank you. Mr. Thompson and I will come down and take a photograph with these great scouts. And again, just we give you our congratulations on being something, an organization that we're proud of as a city. So thank you very much. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. So I'd invite Kevin Christopher to come forward and read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher.
Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Stardust Nonprofit Building Supplies Incorporated one-day charitable event, Friday, April 28th, 1720 West Broadway Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for AMPM Mini Market, 1150 West Baseline Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for El Autentico, 5609 East McKellops Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Raging Bull, 155 South Power Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Folio, 1734 East Main Street. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Sharky's Tacos and Tequilas, 2662 East University Drive. Item 4A, act on one-year term contract for Global Positioning System Equipment and Offender Monitoring Services for the Municipal Court. Item 4B, act on a one-year renewal contract for natural gas pipe and fittings for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4C, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for a nodeless service risers for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4D, act on one-year renewal contract for emergency vehicle equipment and installation services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase software for the SQL Server virtualization project requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase computer backup disk storage appliances for the Information Technology Department. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase 8 replacement Ford Interceptor SUVs for the Police Department. Item 4H, act on one-year renewal contract for digital bond printing services for the Engineering Department. Item 4I, act on contract for the Brown Road Water Treatment Plant Improvements Project. This project is funded by the 2010 authorized water bonds. Item 4J, act on one-year renewal and contract amendments to the term contracts for landscape maintenance services for Zones 1, 2, 3, and 4, parks retention basins and sports fields for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport relating to the construction of the railroad improvements between South Power Road and South Ellsworth Road. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z17-002, the 6400 through 6600 blocks of South Mountain Road, and the 6400 through 6600 blocks of the South Signal Butte Road alignment. This is located west of Mountain Road and north of Pecos Road. Rezone and site plan review to allow for expansion of an existing industrial facility. Item 7A, act on ordinance adopting modified wastewater terms, rates, fees, and charges for city-owned utility services, schedules SME 3.1, 4.1, 7.1, 7.4, 9.1, and 9.2, which expands eligibility criteria. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat, final plat parcel A at PPGN, the 9,500 to 9,600 blocks of East Cadence Parkway, located south of Railroad between Ellsworth and Chrisman Roads. Item 8B, act on subdivision plat, map of dedication, Williams Field Road, the 10,100 to 10,800 blocks of East Williams Field Road, located west of Signal Butte Road. And item 8C, act on subdivision plat, map of dedication for Canyon Wind Senior Living, the 7,200 to 7,300 blocks of East McDowell Road, located east of Power Road on the north side of McDowell Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
I did receive one card from you earlier, but I spoke with the gentleman who's present, and he did not wish to have this item removed from the consent agenda, just simply wanted to express his support for the item. We do have a motion made by Councilmember Glover, seconded by Mr. Luna. Please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is item 9, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests.
Okay. That being the case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. We are adjourned.